the listeners,
and enjoy your sport as well.
Sky Sports Radio brings you live racing every day. Plus, you can find us on social media. Get your daily tips, Racing HQ podcasts, and vital racing news by going to our new Twitter handle at Sky Racing AU. Stay informed on and off the track with Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 10 o'clock. We're about to take a look at Narrandera Cup Day with Anthony Manton. Following the preview Narrandera, we'll look at racing at Coffs Harbour with Priscilla Looker. She'll provide us with the tips. And from 10:30, Fred Hastings for Pacing Rewind with Kerry McDowell will be our special guest. And Dave Carlton steps into the chair for Chasing Rewind this morning, where he'll have a chat to George Ferrugia and Ferrell Frankie winning again, taking out one of the heats of the maturity last night in Melbourne. But first of all, Anthony Manton is gearing up for Narrandera.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
It's time to preview Narrandera Cup Day. The track riding a good four. The rail is in the true position. And Anthony Manton will be in the yard with China Marston throughout the day. He joins us now. Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Nine races to get through for Narrandera Cup Day and big fields, I tell you, and hopefully some value throughout the afternoon. I enjoyed doing the form and have gone a little bit wide in a few races.
Well, an early start to the program, race one, 11:15, and it's for the Charles Sturt Hotel. It's a maiden over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are one Backwater Trader and 12 The Goose. And with the market here, four Promesa is the $2.10 favourite, ahead of seven Easy Liker, $4.80. 11 Zhao Jun is at $5, and two Eagle Hawk is at $5.50. The rest are in double figures, but a solid favourite here in the opener, Anthony, in Promesa.
Numbers 7, 2, 4 and 11. Number 7 must have been well back this morning here, Easy Liker. I noted you're into $4.80, you said there, so that's the way I'm going. First up for the new stable, hasn't raced for 6 months, showed very good speed in a couple of runs at Kembla Grange when trained by Gwenda Markwell. A massive drop in class out here at Narrandera this afternoon. Gate number one and Matt Carl booked. I think the stable mean business. This will lead and hopefully it'll win. Number 7 on top. Hardest to beat, number 2, Eagle Hawk. He's had two runs back from a spell. Showed good improvement at Maruya when hitting the line hard last time out. Number 4, Promesa. He's worn me down a little bit. Beaten favourite in three starts. He's had a four-week break between runs. Went back to the trials and did trial good at Maruya recently, but he's done that before where he's trialled good and then been beaten. He's got to be in the mix, but he's short enough. And horse number 11, Zhao Jun, put in a PB at Gundagai last start. Just got the wide gate to overcome. 7, 2, 4 and 11 in race 1.
So 7, 2, 4, 11 there. Race number 2 for the Charles Sturt Hotel as well. It's a maiden over 1,000 metres. The scratching is number 13, Hasty Minx. And 5, All Dreams is the $4 favourite from 7, Jalambi, $4.20. 11 Idle Fancy is at $5.50. 3 Leftover Diamond, $6.50. 1 Balkan Ruler, $7. And 9 Sun Silk Girl, Anthony, $7.50.
Numbers here, 5, 11, 7 and 9. All Dreams, first up for 5 months with a new trainer. No barrier trial leading into this. Had good form up in Queensland with a couple of slashing placings up there at the Sunshine Coast and Doomben. Arguably might need a little bit further than this and has drawn wide, but it is a get-back horse anyway, and there looks good speed on a good speed on up front. So number 5, All Dreams, to run over the top of them here. To beat number 11, Idle Fancy, placed 2 of its last 3, just beaten by the gate at Corowa last start, draws wide again. It's got to be there in the mix. Horse number 7, Jalambi, looks your likely leader, who's come back in really good order with placings at Gundagai and Wagga this preparation. And next best could be horse number 9 here, Sun Silk Girls. Had 4 weeks between runs, went back to the trials recently and did trial good at Wagga. 5 on top to beat 11, 7 and 9 in race 2.
5 from 11, 7, 9 near the second. The third race is the Process Printer's Maiden, which is over 1,400 metres. The scratchings are 8 Neanderthal, 13 Jailbird JJ, 15 Trapper Tom and 16 Molly Will. And with this market, Anthony, 1 Quacky Jack is $1.70, with your next best being 9 Nestle Dew at $5.50. 5 Aguirre is $6.50. And 4 Glenley Lad for Nick Olive is 7.
He looks the best bet of the day. Number 1, Quacky Jack. 1, 14, 5 and 4. His form's impeccable for a race here at Narendra this afternoon. He should have won at Corowa two starts ago when he was a tragedy beaten running second. And then last start at Ballarat on the synthetic. 3 wide the trip. Stuck on to run second after being heavily back. Gets his chance to win number 1, Quacky Jack. Number 14, Our Romeo. Has placed 2 of its last 3. Comes back in distance. Found the 1,800 metres too far at Gundagai last start. Better suited at the 1,400 this afternoon. Number 5, Aguirre, has got reasonable form at Canberra and wasn't far away at Grafton at its most recent run when it did a little bit wrong. And next best, number 4, Glenley Lad, who's had 2 starts and is steadily improving. It's got a wide gate. But one really stands out. 1 to beat 14, 5 and 4 in race 3.
1, 14, 5 and 4 there, the third race. Over to race 4. This is for the Narendra Jewellers and Murrumbidgee Hotel. A benchmark 66 over 1,000 metres. Scratching's a 7 Polar Star, 8 Allura, 10 Salty Kisses and 16 Whiskey Business. And with this market, 5 Magna Vale is at $2.25. 2 Logan River, $3.20. 1 Squeaky Squirrel is at $9. And 4 Diamonds for Alice, next best at 11.
5, 2, 1 and 6. I've got to go with Magna Vale. She's won 2 of her last 3. She looks a very progressive mare. She was excellent winning at Wagga 2 starts ago in a Class 2. The form around that win is exceptional. And then last start at stand down on the lakeside, she crossed and led for a fair way and just got run over late. This is considerably easier. Barrier number 1, Matt Kyle, straight to the front. It'll win. Number 5, hardest to beat number 2, Logan River. Has had 2 runs back from a spell. This fellow is likely to find this much more suitable. He's just got the sticky gate to overcome, but he's got a touch of class about him. Number 1, Squeaky Squirrel, well placed in this sort of race, but does rise big time in weight. He goes up 7 kilos for his most recent run last start, but he's very capable in these sort of events. And next best could be horse number 6, Sky Mission. Very speedy horse who should probably lead for a fair way. 5, 2, 1, and 6 in race number 4.
So 5, 2, 1, 6 there in the fourth. Taking a look at race 5. This one's for the closed pharmacy and Narendra Club Motor Inn. It's for the Colts, Geldings and End Tires and a benchmark 58 over 1,400. Scratchings are 12 Biting Time, 14 Tyson Returns, 15 Sardaba and 16 Smart Owl. And the market's got 5 Real Key, $3.90. 4 Bezazzled, $4.60. 11 Framework, $4.80. 3 Hail the Hero at $5. And the next best, Anthony, is number 13, Astir, which is 10.
It looks good speed. He might set it up for the back markers. 5, 3, 4 and 13. Number 5, Real Key's been excellent in his last couple of runs. He's run the other day with 64 kilos, was a ripper at Wagga in that benchmark 50. He drops 4 kilos. He draws a little bit awkwardly, but there's good speed on up front. And whilst he's in this sort of form, I think he's the way to go, number 5, Real Key. To beat number 3, Hail the Hero, was excellent first up at Corowa. Would have won with another 25 metres or so, so the step to 1,400 metres looks ideal. Another one that's drawn wide, but will get back. Worth noting, did win second up last preparation, so really goes good second up. Then you've got number 4, Bedazzled, who's in good form, looks your likely leader. And likewise, number 13, Astir, who shouldn't be too far away. Had excuses the other day when it was wide, the trip as favourite at Cowra, and Sun Fry was good at Wagga. So it can certainly run well from a decent draw. 5, 3, 4 and 13 in race number 5.
So 5, 3, 4, 13 there in the fifth. Race 6 is for the Bendigo Bank in Narendra. And the fillies and mares benchmark 58 over 1,400. You can scratch 1, Gold Touch. And then 14, Selenora, 15, Hercegovka, and 16, Is Anyone There? And in the opening leg of the quaddie here, Anthony, we've got number 9, Wriggles, $4.80. 2 Damsel Flies Kept at $5. 3 Bitter Faith is $6.50. And 11, Japanese Slipper, alongside 13, Miss Charlie. They're both $8.50.
Tricky race. I'll go with numbers 11, 8, 13 and 7. Japanese Slipper's racing well. I was on her 2 starts ago at Wagga when she won at benchmark 50 level. She backed up quickly at Murtoa after that run and was only beaten 2.5 lengths and chased all the way to the line. Kayla Nisbet jumps back aboard. She's performed well here at Narendra in the past and she might be the way to go. Number 11, Japanese Slipper. She's a mare in good form and happy to stick with her. To beat number 8, Miss Far Lu. it's racing well. It was a good winner at Canberra a couple of starts ago, and then not far off Japanese Sipper the other day in that race at Wagga, so certainly got to be considered again. Number 13, Miss Charlie, was excellent winning a maiden at Wagga first up for the new stable, likely to get back and run on hard again. And next best could be horse number 7 here, which is Bojean, who races well on the Narendra circuit. 11, 8, 13 and 7 in race number 6.
11, 8, 13, 7 there. Race 7 is the Proton Limited, benchmark 66. It's over 2,100 metres and there are no scratchings here. We have a field of 11. 9, Eric the Axe is $3.30. 1, Baby Jack, $4.20. 3, Thunder Road, $5.50. 4, Toba Mori, $7. 5, Gentle Annie, $7.50. And there's one more in single figures, Anthony. And that's 7, Confidential for Keith Dryden. It's at $9.50.
Numbers here, 1, 4, 3 and 9. I've got to go with Baby Jack whilst he's in this form. He won the lead up to the Riverina Cup in great style the other day at Wagga over 2,500 metres. Comes back a little bit in distance, but with the claim for Tyler Schiller, gets in with only 59.5, lugged 60.5 the other day and won by nearly 3 lengths and was very strong through the line. I can't see why he won't win again, number 1, Baby Jack, whilst he's in this form. Number 4, Toba Mori. He's been steadily working up to these longer trips. Chased home a real smart one at Wellington in Whiteley last time out. Was well back to beat that horse, so he might be ready to peak here after having 4 runs back from a spell, getting to his preferred distance. He'll run well. Horse number 3, Thunder Road, was no match for Baby Jack the other day. Did loom and just sort of peaked on the run. Does drop a couple of kilos on that, and he's a noted stayer. And next best is number 9, Eric the Axe. I know he's favourite. He does drop considerably on his win at Gundagai last time out in weight, but I'm just a little bit suspicious of those form lines that he comes out of only class 1 and maiden place his last couple, and he's leading some old hardheads here. So I've got to go with number 1, Baby Jack. 1, 4, 3 and 9 in race number 7.
Oh, 1, 4, 3, 9, which brings us to the feature, race 8, the Leeton Toyota Narendra Cup. It's over 1,600 metres, and the scratchings are 7, Marcello, and 12, Romance Concosta. And in the cup, number 3, Amthal, is $3.30. 1, Squid and Squeeze, $4. 5, Wyangle, $7. 2, My Mar, is at $8. And then the best of those in double figures, Anthony, 9, Smart As, at $10.
3, 1, 2, and 4, the numbers here in the cup. I went to the races at Maroola the other week when Amthal ran first up, and I said, I want to back this horse wherever it goes, second up. She lobs here in the Narendra Cup, second up at 1,600 metres. She's got a great second up record. Worth noting, second up last trip, won by 7 lengths at Toowoomba. The run at Maroola was a ripper, and I've got to stick with the number 3, Amthal, second up for the new stable. To beat number 1, Squid and Squiz, a good, tough, on pacer. He maps to get a lead or near enough to the lead this afternoon. He's going to be awfully hard to beat. Number 2, My Maher, prepared to overlook the run last start at Wagga. That was on a heavy track. Form try was excellent. And I've got to throw in Gentleman Max as well. He can bob up in these sorts of races. And he's in career best form at the moment, Max. Pretty keen on 3 to beat 1, 2 and 4 in the cup.
3, 1, 2, 4 there. And race 9, the last is the Wagga and District Racing Supporters Class 2, which is over 1,200. Scratchings are 2, Celeritate Regim, 8, Run Like a Rebel, 14, Only Leonely, and 15, Stafford. And with the market, one, Let's Get Animal is the favourite at $3.10. 4, In Conti, $4.60. 3, AJ is at $5. And 5, This Skill Cat rounds up the top for Anthony at $6.50.
4, 3, 1, and 5, the numbers here in the last. Number 4, In Conti's on a quick backup. It ran at Albury on Tuesday, so five days between runs. Set up outside the leader was excellent there, winning on a heavy 10 over 900 metres. I know it goes up to 1,200, but the 900 on Tuesday was probably more like 11 or 1,200. And maps to get a similar sort of run again this afternoon. She's a mare that's come back in really good order this preparation. I love that they're prepared to back her up within the week. And I'm sticking with her again, number 4, and Conti. To beat number 3, AJ. Looks pretty progressive, was excellent winning a Corowa maiden, had gate number 1 and took full advantage, might not get the same favours this afternoon, draws the middle and there's a bit of speed here, so he's likely to get a bit of company, but nevertheless he was good winning in his maiden. Horse number 1, Let's Get Animals, in very good form, was excellent winning over 1300 at Wagga the other day. I probably would prefer this horse at 14 to 1600 metres from the wide gate, going to get back and give them a start. And number 5, This Skilled Cat. He's been disappointing his last couple of runs, but I think he could be an improver here off a little bit of a freshen up. 4, 3, 1 and 5 in the last, Simon.
So 4, 3, 1, 5, race 9. Now, what was your best there, Anthony?
Race 3, number 1, Quacky Jack, and in the cup, race 8, horse number 3, Amsail. Very keen there, Simon.
Have a great afternoon, Anthony. We'll take your thoughts and China's pick of the yard through the day.
Thanks, Simon. Speak soon.
Ribchester, the European champion miler, 2 years running. Four fabulous Group 1 wins, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time.
Ribchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj. Record-breaking form at a mile and free of Danehill and Danzig blood. For more information, visit darley.com.au.
Hi, it's Paul Langham. Every night on the National Racing Service, you can rely on getting vital wagering info plus all the calls. Listen out for the TAB movers, plus all the TAB fixed odds for New South Wales Greyhound and Harness meetings. For up-to-date information every night, it's Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
It's Sawtelle Cup Day at Coffs Harbour today, and Priscilla Looker's on the line. Priscilla, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Lovely day here in Coffs Harbour. I think the temperatures are meant to reach about 22 degrees, and the track looks in fantastic order.
Righto, let's take a look at the program, Priscilla. The first event is a maiden over 1,415 metres. Due at 12:45, the scratchings here at 3, Backhouse Frilly, as well as 5, Ash Fashion Icon. Now, with the fixed market here, the favourite at $1.70 is number 10, Yarranup Flyer. 11, Flag Raiser is at $4. 8, Night Terror is at $6.50. And then the next best in the market would be Too Lucky for Some, which is at
$8. 10, 8, 11 and 9. I'm with the 10 here, our favourite in Yarranup Flyer. She's a former Victorian filly. She's only had the one run for the Jim Jarvis Yard. That was at Grafton in the Big Maiden. She had a lovely run in behind the leader, and she was only beaten at 2.7 lengths. I thought she raced like she was looking for the 1,400, so she gets that today. She gets onto the home track, and she's drawn the inside. So Matthew McGarren to ride once again. I'm sure she'll take nice improvement off that first start run. The 8 in Night Terror, she's doing a good job, this filly. She's been mixing her form her last couple of runs, but I liked her effort at Grafton last start over the 1,400, and that was on a heavy track behind Rumbarella, and she just got held up from the 600 to the 400, but she charged late. She just missed the bob right on the line, so looks to find a nice race here. The 11, the Flag Raiser, he's had the one run for the Joanne Hardy Yard now. That was at Grafton, also behind Rumbarella. He was only beaten 3 lengths, and he was held up at the top of the straight. He had to alter course the last 200 metres. I thought he definitely should have finished closer. And the 9 in Sunset Ruby, she gets onto the home track today. Hasn't been far away of late. She should be at her peak fitness here with 3 runs under the belt. 10, 8, 11 and 9 for me, leg 1.
So 10, 8, 11, 9 there in the first. Race number 2 is a class 3, which is over 1,415 metres. And the scratching is number 4, De Power. And with the market here, 8, Julianne's Wish is $2. 9, Gold Sky, $6. 7, Hot Scene, $7.50. And 5, Elta Zahm at $9.50.
8, 6, 7 and 9. I'm with the 8 here in Julianne's Wish. She's just absolutely flying, this 3-year-old filly. She's won 3 of her past 5. She was just in a class of her own at Grafton last start. She was outside the leader. She kicked away and she was fairly soft getting to the line. So 1,400 suits. She does drop 2 kilos. Important to see how she does parade, because she can get herself fairly worked up in the yard. The 6 in Road Missile, I was really taken with his first up run of the 1,100 behind Just Sizzling. He got a long way back, run off his legs early, but found the line strongly, so he'll appreciate the step up in distance, and he's got a solid second up record, placing the 3 from 5. The 7 in Hot Scene, she went to the mile for the first time last start in the Mother's Gift. She was only beaten the 2 lengths. Now, she's won the 3 races, and 2 of them have been here at Coffs Harbour. And the 9 in Gold Sky, I probably prefers it right up on top of the ground, but he rolled along and led them up at Tamworth last night. I thought he'd done a good job in winning, so it looks a nice race for him here. 8, 6, 7 and 9 for me in race 2.
8, 6, 7, 9 there in the second over to the third sill. This is the Marley's Beach Shack Maiden over 1,012 metres. And the scratchings here, they're just the... In fact, there's just the two of them, two My Mate Mitch, 12 Temptations, and down the bottom, 16 Dramalo is out as well. Apologies, Priscilla, the computer's in here very, very slow today. I'm not sure what the story is. Your favourite, Six Peachy's Dream, is at $3.80. 13 Texas Target is at $3.90. 5 Acapulco Velo is at $5. And 8 Dynasty Die is at $8.
Tricky race, 11, 5, 6 and 13. I'm with the 11 here in Sullaborn. Now, she's only had the one run for the new yard. That was at Tamworth. It was a showcase meeting there. It was over 1,000 metres. She got back from the barrier and she was held up at the top of the straight. Then she raced in restricted room over the concluding stages. She was only beaten the 2.9 lengths. I'm sure she'll make nice improvement off that today, and she's drawn the inside. So I just thought from the gate she should get a nice run in transit. The 5 in Acapulco Cavello has only had the one run for the new yard. That was in the Big Maiden at Grafton. So get a little bit of a guide on that form in the first race here with a Yarring Up Fly going around our favourite. This horse has just got a tricky barrier today, so we'll need a little bit of luck in the run home. 16 Peachy's Dream, she's had a few chances to break her maiden, but she's been placed on 8 occasions. She gets no weight, she gets a good draw, and she holds a residual fitness here. And the 13 in Texas Target, I think the claim certainly helps. She'll only carry 52 today from a good barrier onto the home track. She's another one that's been knocking at the door to get the job done. 11, 5, 6 and 13 for me in race 3.
So 11, 5, 6, 13 there. The fourth event is the Coffs Coast Health Club Blink and Miss at Prelude. It's over 810 metres. The field of 12 here, there's nothing scratched. And in the first leg of the quaddy, number 11, Go Joyce Go is at $4. One Toy Boy is at $4.20. 4 Penfold is $4.40, and 9 All About Charlie is $7.50.
These 800-metre races are very, very tricky. Plenty of speed on paper. 2, 4, 8 and 9. I'm with the 2 on top here in Gunnazar. Now, I've seen this horse on a number of occasions be out of form, get to Coffs Harbour Circuit, and he can just blow them away. Now, he finished 3rd at Ballina 2 starts ago, and that was behind Lucy Rose, only beaten the 3 lengths. And then he went to Hawkesbury last start. On sort of face value, he was disappointing in the run home. He was beaten about the 5 lengths, but that was over 1,000. Back to 800 suits, where he's been placed for 2 from 3 here on the home track. The 4 in Penfold, a little mare that was doing a good job last preparation. She went around in the Queen of the North. She was beaten a long way. They tipped her out. She's first up today. She's a winner on the track, and she's a winner fresh. So she gets no weight and a good draw. She won't be far from the speed here. The 8 in Odds or Even, she's first up today. She's coming out of some very strong form races from last preparation. They've just taken the crossover noseband off her here. And the 9 in All About Charlie, she gets a home track advantage. She likes to get back and get home over the top of them over these short courses. So this race definitely looks to suit here. 2, 4, 8, and 9 for me in race 4.
So 2, 4, 8, 9 there. The fourth race, 5 for the Sawtelle Hotel. It's the Daniel Baker Prelude over 1,215 metres. Scratchings are 1 Powerline, 10 Let's Rebel, 15 Typhoon Bonnie, and 16 San Marco. And the market here's got 2 Queen of Kingston, $4.40. 6 Dantka is at $4.60. 14 Saxophone is $5. And 4 Tail Event is $6.50.
I'm with Dengar here, 6, 11, 2 and 4. He was off a 6-week freshen up last start in the John Carlton Cup. He led them up. He really got no peace in front, and he was only beaten the 1.8 length. I thought looking at him in the yard, he had some improvement to come. I know he creeps up the 4 kilos, but he's been a good weight carrier in the past, and I just think that run will top him off for this. The 11 in Valbeta, I thought she was huge first up in the Warhawk sprint behind Patriot. She went to Tamworth at her next run and she just had no luck off a bad gate. She was only beaten the 4 lengths behind Starboy. I know she's had 3 attempts here at Coffs Harbour and she has been disappointing, but she should be at her peak fitness here third up. So I think she's a definite improver. The 2 in Queen of Kingston, she's got a big weight to carry today, but she's our deserving top weight because she's a classy mare. She was disappointing on the heavy track at the Sunshine Coast last start, so she's been freshened back to 1,200. She'll settle at the back of the field and be working to the line nicely. and the 4N tail event. He just didn't run a strong 1350 in town last start. I liked his run prior to that in the John Carp Cup. He pays the penalty up 6.5 kilos, but I like the visors going on in today for the first time. 6.11, 2.4 for me, race 5.
So 6.11, 2.4 there. Let's move to the feature, race 6, the Sawtell RSL Sawtell Cup. It's due at 4:05. And over 1,515 metres. The scratchings here, 11, Golly Miss Sully, and 16, Starfest. And with the market here, Sil, we've got four editors. The $4.60 favourite, ahead of 5, Nissel Roy at $5. Next best would be 2 Cool Prince and 9 Archie Barba. They're both at $8. And 7 Ballias, along with 14 Sawtell, are both at $9. The $4.60 favourite editors.
Now, I found this very tricky. I'm with the two here in Cool Prince. I just loved his run in the McLean Cup. He's on the 7-day backup, but he settled on speed. He certainly went to the line under a fight there, and he was narrowly beaten right on the line. He's 1-for-1 at the mile. He's a winner on the track. He does creep up the 2 kilos, but he makes his own luck up on the speed, and he definitely should be fit enough now. The 4N editors, I think he's well-weighted. He hasn't run for about 9 weeks. He's runner-up in the Gunnedah Cup at his most recent run. So just providing he's been kept up to the mark with that little bit of a freshen up. The 5N Nissoroy, this horse is absolutely flying. He hasn't run for 6 weeks, but he's won 3 of his past 4, loves it here at Coffs. And the 4N Sawtell, he's got a little bit of a tricky gate to overcome, but he'll appreciate no weight on the back. And I thought he worked the line nicely in the South Grafton Cup. This certainly looks an easier race for him here. 2, 4, 5, and 14.
So 2, 4, 5, and 14 there in the cup. And over to race 7. The last is for the Sawtell Golf Club. And we'll close the card with a class 1 over 1,012 metres. Scratchings are 2 Miss Power Bell, 6 Annie Ethel, 7 Same Again, 11 Charging Clear, and 15 Laura's Star. And the market sees 3 Tycoon Anna, $3.60. 1 Rioli is at $4.60. 5 Spirit of Cherokee, $4.80. 4 Dorset Coast is $6. And it's double figures the rest. Priscilla?
Yeah, I like Tycoon Enic here. 3, 9, 5, and 4. Look, this little filly is just absolutely flying this preparation. She's coming out of some very strong maidens. She broke a maiden heat 2 runs ago over the 1,200. She showed quite good speed to settle outside the leader. The winning margin was 0.5 length. And then she went to Grafton in a class 1. She led. She was only narrowly beaten. She's back to the 1,000 today. She's onto the home track and she's drawn the inside. A little filly that tries very hard. And I just think from the gate, she looks to get the nice run. And the 9 in Chaos Ball, I thought there was plenty of merit in his first up run. He didn't have the best of luck in the run home. He got back. He over-raced early. And then he was only beaten the 2.8 lengths. I think had he got clear running, he definitely would have finished closer. He gets no weight and he appreciates these short courses where they do go quickly. The 5-in Spirit of Cherokee, he's also had a tendency to mix his form, but he was off a 5-week freshen up at Grafton last start. The leader hit the ground running and this horse was held up on the back of a tiring runner. He got out late, so I thought his run was definitely better than it looks. Probably the query is with him back to the 1,000. I'd probably prefer him at the 1,200, but in saying that, he's racing well. And the 4N Dorset Coast can definitely improve today. Failed on that very heavy track at Grafton last start. Gets the claim for Emily Atkinson, and he has been placed here previously. So third up, I expect him to be his peak condition. 3, 9, 5, and 4 for me in race 7.
So 3, 9, 5, 4 there in the lucky last. And what did you make the best today, Sil?
Just made the one best bet today, Simon, and that is race 7, number 3, Tycoon Enna. I think she looks well-placed from the barrier. As far as the quarter goes, we kick things off in race 4 today. I've gone with 3 selections, 2, 4, and 8. In the second leg, 6, 11, 2, and 4. In the third leg, 2, 4, 5, and 14. And in the last leg, 3, 9, and 5.
Thanks very much, Priscilla. Enjoy the afternoon. We'll take your thoughts and Gary's as well as the day unfolds.
Thank you. We're in for a good day, Simon.
Priscilla Looker joining us there. And the first from Coffs Harbour is due at 12:45. Jamie Rogers will sort us out with the movers for that meeting at about 17 minutes after midday. You are listening to Sky Sports Radio on this Sunday morning. We'll take a break at 29 past 10 and then Fred Hastings with this morning's Pacing Rewind.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked. When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Get into Mack Trucks today for our 2018 plated clearance on selected Australian-made Mack Truck tippers and quad dog trailers. With 3.99% finance, TAP, and 5 years free scheduled servicing, all units are PBS compliant to 57.5 tonne at both 19 and 20 metres. Mack Trucks offices are located in Blacktown, Preston and Newcastle, with 24-hour workshops.